preferred that, knowing that Kansas City had won already?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter about what happened outside of this, whether you we had to win to get in. Like last year, we were in and had a first-round bye, but we wanted to win just because you want to win. So I don't think that changes the emotions of the game. You want to put the best product you can on the field. We didn't do it.
What is it about teams that have nothing to lose? You see this year in, year out, team like San Francisco comes in and plays with confidence.
No idea. Well, I guess it's a little easier to give all you got when you know next week you're going to be chilling. So, I mean, I have no idea what it is. We didn't play as well as we should have been, as well as we should have, and we lost.
How would you describe your feeling, the feeling of soccer? Is it shock, dismay, anger? What is it?
I wouldn't say I was shocked. It was when you come into a football game, you're aware that there's possibilities, there's all the possibilities, and you're aware that the other team has talent too, but definitely fully expected to win, just like we expect to win every week. So disappointment is the best word to come to mind.
People are going to evaluate the season as a whole now, Dominique, and this defense for the first half of the season was on a historic pace, and somewhere in there went south. Why is that?
It's a good question. I don't have the answer. We had the same players as the early in the season, same players for the most part as last year, and we think that some of our players are even better. Just boils down to making plays, and we made a lot of plays early in the season, and we failed to make them late in the season. It's as simple as that.
Dominique, while you guys win as a team and you lose as a team, how deflating can it be to stand on the sidelines and see the offense first and goal three times and come away with field goals, and then it just puts, does it kind of snowball domino a little bit?
Well, I mean, you have talked to the offensive guy about that. I mean,
but how does it feel for you standing on the sidelines as you were watching this?
Oh, it doesn't feel good. It's when the offense is on the field, we're pretty much fans. We don't have any effect on that side of the game. So, I mean, just as bad as the fan would feel that we settle for field goals, that's how we feel. I mean, the big thing is, I wouldn't say it's deflating because we know how much talent we have over there. So we expect the next time we're going to score. It's just somewhat surprising that every time we got down there, we didn't score. But they made enough plays for us to win. In my opinion, and we didn't make enough plays defensively for us to win.
How much was this game maybe a microcosm of the season, meaning missed opportunities?
I would say that's fairly accurate. We missed some opportunities, but I wouldn't say it's complete microcosm because throughout the course of the season, obviously we didn't get to where we wanted to go, but there were some bright spots. We found some good things to build on for next season. So, I mean, there were very few bright spots today. So, at least we have that moving on to next season and start to get ready for that and build on the positive that we had and try to clean up the negative.
One more thing, for those who've never played at this level, how can you describe the shock to people listening, the season suddenly being over after going through training camp and battling with all these guys in the locker room, and now it's you're not going to see them probably till the spring?
I mean, it's quite difficult to explain. I would say it's just the most shocking feeling you can have, especially when you come into the season off of winning your division, first round bye, and then next season you're out of the playoffs. And I mean, from the start of the season all the way until 30 minutes ago, I fully expected to be in the playoffs and fully expected to go to the big game and win that. I mean, we have the talent here to do that, so I don't think that's a reach, so it's quite a shock.
Foxy, is there one game, one play, one moment, one series that changed the season for you guys that you can point to?
I don't know that I believe in that so much. I think we had many opportunities to step up, and I think the momentum shifted, like the team's momentum and the season's momentum shifted several times. Early on, we had a lot of momentum, and we lost it, had a losing streak, and then we won two big games. We had the momentum back, so it's hard to put it on one particular play. I think we could narrow it down to five or six plays or games where the momentum shifted, and today was obviously one of those where it shifted back the wrong way. It's too late to go back.
How about San Diego up 24-7?
That's one of the many momentum shifts. Except, like I said, later on we had some big wins against Arizona and a nice win against a talented Cincinnati team last week. So I felt like we had the momentum back going into this week, but we managed to lose it again.
Dominique, how tough were the defensive injuries and having to shuffle guys out and out?
Injuries are injuries. It's part of football. I think we're one of the deeper teams as far as secondary is concerned, and one of the deeper teams defensively. I think Nate Webster stepped in well for Al today, and I think we had plenty of people step in on the secondary many times. Carl stepped in several times for D. Will, and I mean, I'm reluctant to blame this on injuries at all. We just didn't do what we were supposed to do.
But did some of those injuries today limit at all what you guys could do on defense down the stretch of this one?
Nah, we have a smart secondary. We did the same thing we've been doing. When we had practiced, we ran the same plays with just different personnel. And a lot of people can play a lot of different positions, so sometimes it's required to move somewhere else, and it's just what has to be done. But we're smart enough to do that.
I know it's tough right now, but how good do you feel about this team going forward? I mean, coming back next year. I mean,
that's all we have. It's next year, so it's not easy to get past this game. But I mean, there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of bright spots. We got a really good young quarterback, which is always motivating. We got a fairly young defense that's really, really talented. So we're excited about next season.